This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I was watching CNN. They were down in Mexico, and they were interviewing illegals over there, people that have come in from mostly Central America. They were positioned there in these tents that Trump had said, you're going to keep everybody in Mexico. They're not coming over here. And the Mexican government was cool with it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to, who you're listening to. I'm the one doing the talking. the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you want to give us a ring, 844-551-8255. So CNN's over there, and they're interviewing people. And it was eye-opening because, of course, Biden won't let anybody go into the facilities to do interviews because they've got a fatwa that says, you go in there, we'll arrest you, because we can't have people knowing the truth, that we are keeping more kids in cages than both Barack Obama and President Trump combined. We have no control over the border situation. We don't know what we're doing. But what was funny is the interviewer is talking to this woman and her, I think she's from like El Salvador, and or maybe Guatemala, and she's got an interpreter, and the woman's walking, the CNN interviewer, you know who she is. She's not a very attractive looking lady. Not that there are any good looking, decent leftist women, but she's talking to this woman and no mask. I mean, with the mask on, and the woman and her daughter have no mask on, but they got to make sure that they show the mask. And what's funny is everybody else is walking around in Mexico, well, most of them, not wearing mask. This woman's not wearing her mask. And there's the CNN interviewer with the mask on. Now, here's what's interesting. The CNN interviewer is absolutely holding, you know, they're not giving Biden any quarter here. It was pretty enlightening when you think about it, because CNN was like, what's going on here? Where's the crisis? And, you know, and this lady was explaining that, hey, look, you know, I've got to go back to El Salvador or wherever she's from, because she says they won't let me in. Now, this is a new position on border policy, which we'll get to these. We have a lot to discuss with border. A lot. Now, there's a ton of other things going on in Biden's crazy world, his vida loca, because it's never going to be sane. Let me just warn you, conservatives, if you think that things are going to settle down over the next whatever length of time Biden can hang on, because he's hanging on like a hair on a biscuit, but he, eventually the dementia catches up and everything else, it'll be gone. He's not going to last. Long story short, when all this is over, you're gonna wonder. They're gonna beg for Trump to come back. The Democrats will leave that party, folks, in droves. They've already have, by the way, but they're going to continue to, because they are going to see nothing this group touches will flourish. I don't want to get biblical on you, but everything they touch will fail. It will be covered in darkness. It cannot succeed. And maybe that was God's plan. But we want to talk about these different things, and we're also going to talk about Fauci. By the way, Fauci is being featured in a children's book. This guy's going to make millions and millions of more dollars. They're going to feature this fraud in a children's book. But we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff today. But I want to focus right now on the border stuff. So I want to go back to a quote that was made by Mark Morgan, a former CBP. He's with Border Patrol. And just let you hear what he has to say. And then we'll have a vibrant discussion about border policy as it pertains to Biden. Here's Mark Morgan.
Mark, what's your assessment of these documents, the bulletin, the request that Mayorkas sent out to employees?
Well, Greg, I'm going to be a little more direct. We saw the DHS secretary use the White House as a platform to blatantly lie to the American people. So look, not only creating and asking for this voluntary workforce, they're asking for DOD for assistance. They're building more facilities. And let's just run down a couple of numbers that I jotted down as I've been following the reports and adding this up. February, we're going to see over 100,000 in a single month. In the first 5 months of FY21, over 400,000 people we've apprehended illegal entering. And all of 20, it was 458,000. We've released 11,000 since January. I could keep going on and on. Clearly, there's a crisis, and this DHS secretary lied to the American people. But Grant, here's what's really important, and you alluded to this. Your listeners need to understand, it's how they're using these facilities. It's how they're using this workforce. Before, it was to prevent, apprehend, detain, and lawfully remove. Now, all this apparatus is being built is to build reception centers on the front end to release illegal migrants as fast as possible into the interior of the United States and then prevent ICE from lawfully deporting. That's been their strategy since day one.
That clip was definitely worth repeating. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Talking about the border crisis, a word that the Biden administration doesn't want to use to describe what it is. By the way, the coup that occurred is a crisis in America, a crisis of consciousness and a crisis of our criminal justice system that did not prosecute the very people who did this. I'm going to talk about this because they can't take me off podcast. They can shadow ban me. They can talk about all the other things, but they cannot stop us from spreading this stuff ourselves. And by stuff, I mean my stuff. The other people that you may listen to and follow. There are so many good people out there with differing points of views and differing styles. And you know what? Let them flourish. I hope they all can be successful. I hope they get all of God's grace, whatever that needs to be. But I predict our voices are being heard. See, CNN is finally covering the border crisis the way it should be covered. We'll get into that. People are starting to recognize the inconsistencies of the left. How do you call Trump a tyrant and separating babies from their parents and whatever else, and then you've got triple the number? And I could go on. We're going to reveal a lot in this next hour. It's going to be fun. And what's interesting to me is the contradictions. See, I don't mind. Like I said, if you do something and you have the best intentions and your heart's in the right place, here's what you can do. You can easily admit, you know what? We screwed up. I screwed up. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we course correct. When you're playing politics, you do what the Democrats are doing. I will prove to you they're playing politics. They can't answer the questions. Not directly. Not truthfully and not directly.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The border is a disaster. Just like the Biden residency, whatever you want to call it, the big cheat. It is a disaster. It is going to backfire on the Democrats. It already has. Progressivism is losing people. Sarah Silverman, avowed leftist, is saying, you can't even speak, you can't talk, you can't do this. I don't know if I want to be associated with any party. Susan Sarandon was a Bernie fan. How many of the Bernie people are still out there? How many of them are mad at what's going on? Millions. How many of them voted for President Trump? Millions. He got more votes than any president in the history of this country, bar none. A coup occurred. We should be talking about it unapologetically. I just played a clip from Mark Morgan, a former head of the Border Patrol, and he said that the White House, as you, the guy who's over the DHS, used the White House as a platform to blatantly lie to the American public. Folks, there is no other word for this other than an unmitigated disaster. That's the word, not unmitigated, but certainly unmitigated, meaning that it has no limits. Is a disaster. The Democrats crap their pants. And this coup isn't even 60 days old. They're asking for a voluntary workforce. Oh, we don't want to pay you. Will you please volunteer to help us out? Can we house people in your homes until we can let them run free in America? They're asking DOD, the Department of Defense, for assistance. They want to build new facilities. Why? Because in 1 month alone, in February, after they let the dogs out, who let the dogs out? Who? Biden. That's who. 100,000 people came to the border. In the first 5 months, he said over 400,000 illegals at the border. In all of 2020, that was the number that they apprehended. They apprehended in 5 months 400,000. They released 11,000 into America without any, with no checks and balances. And he says these reception centers are, that they're building, are to be able to bring these people in like Ellis Island and just release them into the population without you having anything to say about it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you need an example of how leftism works, I just gave it to you. The border provides a great backdrop, a metaphor of things to come, of leftism in general. Trump contained the border situation. He did exactly what a president is supposed to do. He says, I will protect American citizens first. I will put American laws before I put them put over the laws of other countries. But Democrats put the father of a crackhead in charge of things through the big cheat, and now we have a full-blown, wait for it, folks, crisis. You guys remember the last crisis we had at the border? The one that Trump inherited from baby black Jesus? Do you remember that crisis where people were storming the wall to get over? And you know what Donald Trump did? He says, we're going to build a wall. We're going to make it higher, bigger and higher. And he did it. He started building a wall. But the DHS secretary, he decided, oh, you know what? I'll lie to the American people. It's funny to watch them because they don't even know what the policy is. Are we letting them in or are we not letting them in? Oh, no. Are we just delaying it for the time being? What are we supposed to do? Let me tell you something. Whether you know it or not, President Trump continues to run this country. He shadows the feckless traitors who initiated this supposed coup because, see, they think they got a coup. They think they got rid of him. Let me ask you this. Who are you paying attention to? Whose policies look sane? Donald Trump has a parallel government running right alongside of Joe Biden. And he's never going to let this clown go. And let me tell you, Democrats, if you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now, let me explain something to you people. You are going to watch your guy crash and burn. You're going to watch all your ideas go up in smoke. Nothing for you to do about it except to go vapor. In actuality, they failed in their coup. Oh, they got him out of the Oval Office. Who's more respected? Who gains the attention of anybody with anything that he does? And oh, by the way, in a positive way, look at this border crisis right now and ask yourself what the left have to be thinking. They got no scapegoat. Trump left. There were not 15,000 children sitting in tents or whatever they're sitting in, cages, at the border. Who's got the cages now? Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Every day showcases Trump's triumphs over Biden or his handlers' follies, their failures. So when the Biden administration came out and attacked President Trump on his border policies, he struck back with a Chuck Norris roundhouse, man. He sucked the oxygen out of the room with that kick. He declared that he proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. Then he added this. All they had to do was keep a smooth running system on autopilot. But you know what the left decided to do? They decided it's fixed. And just like meth heads, they decided to take it apart and they go, what are all these pieces left over? Well, it'll still work. Fired up. It's fun to watch them, folks. All they had to do was keep the smooth running system on autopilot. You know why they couldn't do it? Because it's Trump's, and it works. It doesn't fit their goal. What is the goal? The goal is to flood America with illegals, break the system, create a bigger gap between the haves and the have-nots. Every time somebody comes over here that has less than we currently have, who doesn't understand the American standard of living and how we live, the middle class gets further and further separated. Think about this. When somebody comes over, has very small prospects for making a living, what happens to the average median income, etc.? Every time we talk about closing the middle-age wealth gaps and things like this, this is what the left talks about all the time. What happens if you were to bring a million people over who, most of whom aren't going to get jobs, don't want to get jobs? This is, you bring a million people in the economy and they, let's just use a number, average $5 an hour per person because a bunch of them aren't working, etc. Add that to the people, the middle class who are working. And what does it do to the number? You know what it does. It drags down the salaries, the average salaries. It drags every statistical thing does not improve. It lessens. And the Democrats will claim that they want to expand the middle class. Well, how do you do that when you're dragging it down? It's crabs in a bucket. But nobody's going to explain it that way because they want you to understand the humanitarian aspects. All the while, they work on solving the problem of raising the median income, right? We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 21-year-old gunman accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder supermarket this week made his first court appearance, where a defense lawyer said she needs more time to look into his psychiatric condition. A judge ordering the suspect to be held without bail until another hearing in the coming weeks. President Biden facing reporters in the briefing room for the first time as president. The press conference coming on the 65th day of his administration. The first question the president was asked was how he's going to fix problems such as immigration reform, climate change, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
I got elected to solve problems. And the most urgent problem facing the American people, I stated from the outset, was COVID-19 and the economic dislocation for millions and millions of Americans.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Health officials say the nation's long stretch of declining coronavirus cases appears to have stalled. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling NBC's Today Show vaccinations are working, however.
What we do know is that we're vaccinating people at 2.5 million people per day, and we're really starting to see the positive effects of that vaccination. We know that people who are over the age of 65, their mortality rates have come down dramatically.
New claims for jobless benefits are dropping below the 700,000 level for the first time since the pandemic began. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells NBC News this figure doesn't quite tell the whole story.
There's still a total of nearly 19 million Americans who are on some form of unemployment assistance, and so that points to continued stress for the economy and all those millions of people affected.
This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
For your next vacation, experience Mexico the way our people experience your country.
Are we there yet, Dad?
Almost, kids. Keep paddling.
Sneak across the border to Mexico, and we'll cater to your every need.
Hola, amigos. I don't understand. Anyway, we're here for the free medical care. Oh, and the doctors will need to speak English because we're too lazy to learn Spanish.
You need a doctor?
Yeah, I'm pregnant again with twins.
And if you're born here, they're automatically Mexican citizens.
Then we can all become citizens.
Yay! They speak English in Mexican schools, right, Dad?
Well, they better.
This summer, make Mexico your very own.
Kids, once I get my forged Mexican driver's license, we can buy a crappy Mexican car.
Can you slap an American flag bumper sticker on it?
You're darn tootin'. We don't want to lose our identity.
Mexico, we cannot make you leave.
Ah, what a fitting little funny commercial about Mexico and how it compares to the United States and our issues of coming into this country. Back when we were dealing with this in the time of Obama, we talked about go to Mexico and see how easy it is to sneak in and get. You know who goes to Mexico and sneaks in? America's criminals. Our citizens, you know, if you've ever been to Mexico, how did you go? You probably either you flew on a plane, you went through customs, and you said, okay, I'm going to go to Puerto Vallarta or Cancun or whatever. Or you drove in, you crossed the border, you gave your information, passport, you showed your ID, you went in. If you worked there, you went in because your company did the right thing. They got all the necessary paperwork, etc. The Mexican government benefited from you being there. The few Americans who cross the border into Mexico and do it sneaky are criminals. Mexico doesn't want them, and we don't want them. And you know what we do when Mexico catches them and they send them back to the United States? We take them. Kevin Jackson, to you, you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Network. President Trump is excoriating the Biden administration on their policy regarding Mexico and the border because they deserve it. These idiots are letting criminals, terrorists into our borders. McCarthy, who's a weak-kneed rhino, but he at least called out by talking about the terrorists that are coming to America. He called them out. He mentions it, and of course, they get upset and said, oh no, it's not really the case.
And when you go up to Monument 3 and you talk to those agents, it's not just people from Mexico or Honduras or El Salvador. They're now finding people from Yemen, Iran, Turkey. People on the terrorist watch list they are catching. And they're rushing it all at once.
Democrats tried to debunk what McCarthy said, but it was true. It was all true. They had apprehended everybody that he mentioned. There was somebody apprehended from those countries who are a terrorist, on the terrorist watch list. With Democrats, oh, he's a liar! We talked about it before. President Trump had pretty much stopped all this. He put the teeth back into border protection, which means protecting of American citizens. And what did the Democrats do? They destroyed it. In less than 60 days in this coup, they destroyed it. But they didn't get rid of Donald Trump. And that's why he's a thorn in the side. Not just because he continues to exist, but because his policies highlight the feckless nature of leftism, that it cannot be successful. President Trump said this: instead, in a span of just a few weeks, the Biden administration has turned a national triumph into a national disaster. They are in way over their heads and taking on water fast. Wow. Burn, man. Serious burn. Recently, Team Demented's spokesperson, Jen Psaki, was asked about the deployment of FEMA. Simple yes or no question. She couldn't answer it. She wouldn't answer it. I get the job of a State Department spokesperson. They're supposed to provide a little cover for their, you know, incompetent people. I get it. Not State Department spokesperson, I mean presidential spokesperson. The good news about President Trump was his various press secretaries had nothing to cover up. They were just like, hey, we'll give you the straight scoop. Here's exactly what the president says. I have complete unfettered access. Here's what he says. Here's what he's been thinking. It's consistent with his policy when he was running. It's consistent with his policy now. But you think it's consistent with the Democrats? Anyway, here's a Psaki being questioned about border policy.
On immigration, does FEMA's arrival at the border mean that the administration feels what is happening down at the border is a disaster?
I know that we always get into the fun of labels around here, but I would say our focus is on solutions, and this is one of the steps that the president felt would help not become a final solution, but help expedite processing, help ensure that people who are coming across the border have access to health and medical care. Clearly, the numbers are enormous. This is a big challenge, and it certainly is a reflection of using every lever of the federal government to help address that.
Specifically, their mission is helping people before, during, and after disasters. We've heard you say that it's a problem, that it's a challenge. Is it now a disaster?
I appreciate the opportunity. I do like your mask. But I will say that FEMA is there to help ensure that the people who are at the border, who are coming across the border, have access to HHS and ORR shelters, that we can swiftly place them with vetted families. They're playing a number of roles to address what we feel is a significant problem and a significant challenge. And I think we haven't been hiding about that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yes, no question. Federal Emergency Management Act agency, whatever. Yes, no. Is it an emergency? Is it a disaster because you've deployed our emergency management agency? Yes or no? Yes, it is. They can't even tell. They can't answer a simple question. Yes, it is. Well, it is a significant problem. It's a challenge. It's all these things that, you know, well, is it a crisis? Is it a disaster? Yes, it is. We didn't anticipate it. There's, again, What do we crave as conservatives? I don't know what you're looking for. I would just like for Psaki to say, you know what? We didn't anticipate this. Certainly, it would have been a lie, but they could say we didn't anticipate it to the level that it is or whatever, because they knew what was going to happen. They knew it. I love what she said at the very end, though. She says, but we weren't trying to hide it. See, she told you exactly what they were doing. They were trying to hide it. They are trying to hide it. This is the problem. This is the problem in politics in general. They create problems. They know who the blame belongs to. They look for scapegoats and they look for outs. They look for angles. And here's the problem for us. They've gotten so blatant about it, they lie to our faces. We didn't anticipate it. Yeah, you did. You invited them. You're a continuation of Obama's policies where they brought in tens of thousands. Remember when there were 68,000 kids at the border? You guys even remember that number? We have 15,000 now sitting at the border, and people are outraged. Barack Obama brought in 68,000 kids, spread them all over the country, not just children, but they claimed they were children. He had 68,000 people. Then, and they told the states, you're going to accept them. You know where they sent them? They sent them to red states. It's insane. It's a problem. It's a challenge. It's a significant problem. It's a challenge. They won't tell you what it is. What does she say? We're going to focus on solutions, which is expedite processing. I love this part. And then we're going to give them health and medical care. There are people in this country that can't get health and medical care, but that's what they care about with the people that are coming in. Health and medical care. Oh, and let's not forget, we're going to get them driver's license and voter ID. Oh, and did I mention we're going to get them job? We're going to get them food. We're going to get them educations. We're going to do all the things that they would get as citizens, and they just don't have to pay for it. And leftists make it clear that there's nothing you can do about it. It's in your face. You fight back, and they call you racist, xenophobic, etc., knowing that they're the ones who really are that way. Though they hide their racism in their so-called humanitarianism, but it's not true. They don't care about these people. I mentioned earlier, they're completely obscuring all the stats. They claim to want to help the middle class in America, and they're not helping anybody. And that's the real trick. The trick is, how do you not help somebody, but you make people think that you do? And on our side of it, it's very simple. How do you prove that they're not helping anybody? It's pretty easy to do. Their side of it is difficult. They have a lot of orchestration to make people believe the unbelievable. Sure, they care. You've seen the photos of the situation there. They care so much they don't want the media to even provide any oversight or scrutiny over it. That's how much they care. We'll talk more about this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
You know one thing I noticed, the Mexicans don't have the sense of humor. I thought about it, the Mexicans at a casino would be ghetto because we're ghetto people. You walk into a Vegas casino, what do they have everywhere? Buffets. You walk into a Mexican casino, it'll just be lunch trucks. All the slot machines will be broken. You have to put a lever down with pliers. What is it read? Bar, bar, bar. The Mexican casino. Our slot machines be a little different. It'd be like that sign on the 5 freeway right before you hit TJ for San Diego with the mom, the dad, and the son. Could you imagine how you put your fence away and you throw the pliers down? Mom! Dad! Come on, son! Come on, son! Bear Patrol!
Welcome back, everybody. That was, George, what was it? Not Lopez, but George, I forget his name, but he was actually a former prison inmate, and he got out and he started doing comedy, and he's a very funny guy. And I love self-deprecating humor. He's making fun of it. He's got some really clever stuff. And you can't even do these jokes today. I mean, these would be considered offensive. It's funny stuff. Funny stuff. By the way, the audience laughing, going crazy, majority Mexican, they get it. Anyway, glad you guys are with me today. We are talking about immigration. And in fact, let's just play this clip. Get that one ready. Yeah, clip 7. Where this guy, he says, we came to America because Biden essentially opened up the country. Yeah.
This significant surge coming after President Biden ended Donald Trump's so-called Remain in Mexico policy, requiring asylum seekers to wait there for their court proceedings. Since then, many of those tent cities along the Mexican border have emptied out as people start streaming in. We were there when a bus of 56 asylum seekers arrived at Casa Alitas, a Catholic charity shelter in Tucson. Men, pregnant women, and children stepping off the bus with only what they could carry. This father, who asked that we not show his face, traveled to Mexico from Brazil with his wife and 3 young kids before crossing the border.
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not. Definitely. We had the chance, you know, the same violence that is going on today was there last year. We used to watch the news, and I definitely won't do this.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically. The main thing was the violence in my country. And the second thing, I think, was Joe Biden.
Escaping violence in his country to come to what? One of the most violent countries in America, where he's going to live, I mean, in the world, where he's going to live. He's escaping violence in hopes that he can live somewhere peacefully under Joe Biden. Unbelievable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it as the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. So, you don't need James O'Keefe, apparently, to leak everything, because I mentioned earlier this Democrat, Cuellar, from Texas. He leaked photos of what's actually happening at the border. The crisis, folks, is real, and Democrats let no crisis go to waste. However, they may want to rethink this one. They're sitting there happy. Let me tell you where right now. The Democrats are happy that a Syrian shot up Colorado, Boulder, Colorado. You want to know why? Because it takes the weight off of the border situation. Representative Henry Cuellar, a Democrat of Texas, Democrat, is the one who showed the pictures of what's going on in these centers. And you should see them. These people aren't wearing masks. There's every violation that's currently going on in this, things that are considered a violation in this country, wearing of masks, separate social distancing and all that, completely out the door. I'm not going to say it was atrocious, because it's what happens when you're going somewhere. You know, I've waited in lines, I've waited in buildings like that for various things. The DMV is a good example. But if you're going to make a big issue about it with Trump, thank you, Representative Cuellar, for doing your civic duty and showing that it's no different under Biden. In fact, it's far worse. And this guy that was just on that clip, he said it. He said it best. I wouldn't have tried this under President Trump. No way, no how. These migrants in these pictures look like they were wrapped in cellophane. It's that reflective aluminum or whatever. I don't know what it's made out of, like a Mylar. They look like burritos being served up. And that's what they are, in effect. Burritos being served up for the left. Pawns in a political game where people get killed. Ask Kate Steinle how that worked out. I'm sorry, you can't ask her because she's dead. It's just pathetic what we let happen in this country. And what was funny as well was to hear Jen Psaki talk about all they're doing now to discourage the migrants from coming to America.
If I may, I wanted to. I actually had a little bit of an update or just something I thought would be of interest to many of you, which is what some of the steps are we're taking in these countries to communicate. And a lot of this is through, of course, the State Department and embassies. And so here's a few things we're doing, and this will obviously increase over time, but just to give you a sense of our investment. The State Department continues to – we have placed an estimated 17,118 radio ads in Brazil, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras since January 21st in Spanish, Portuguese, and 6 indigenous languages. These ads played on 33 radio stations, reaching an estimated 15 million individuals. The department has also worked with Facebook and Instagram on an advertising campaign that put our migration messages in the social media streams of millions of individuals who fit the profile of intending migrants. These are very targeted, of course. A total of 589 digital ads in paid search, display, and social media supporting the ongoing migration campaign in Northern Triangle countries have reached more than 26 million people since Inauguration Day. These ads created over 73 million impressions in the targeted countries, and we're also taking creative approaches in different countries to make sure we're reaching people, meeting people where they are, in some ways how we try to do things in the United States. So as an example, NBC San Salvador, a Scuro comic book and animated show seeks to deter irregular migration by addressing violence as a driver. Content focused on violent reduction reached 240,000 young Salvadorans in the targeted audience. The two animated episodes in this past year have been viewed by 3.6 million individuals. So each country is taking different approaches. Our embassies on the ground are obviously the experts working with countries, to your point, Steve, to figure out how to communicate clearly in languages that will be received by the people in these countries and communicate clearly this is not the time to come, our borders are not open, and we will continue to pick this up in the weeks and months ahead.
Can you believe that? Can you believe she actually read that out? It's like, I'd like to tell you the investment we're making. And then she goes on to give you the numbers. 17,118 radio ads. I mean, she had it down to granular level. They can't tell you think about what the government cannot tell you in terms of numbers, but they got it down to granular level. 17,118, estimated 15 million reach. I got a point to make here, so bear with me. They're on Facebook and Instagram because we all know migrants love their Facebook and their Instagram. These people believe that people that are worried about gang violence, persecution of various sorts, and they want to escape it, and they're tied to their phones. How are they recharging their phones on their 2,000-mile trek? I'm just curious. 589 ads they ran on Facebook and Instagram and other things. They said, we estimate we reached 26 million on that. She says, we got 73 million impressions. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to some college student, you know, with their project. And we've got various creative approaches. We're doing comic books and animated series. Well, looky there. Holy Dora the Explorer. Or Diego, or whatever it is, the show. But here's the net of it. With all you've done since you began the administration, what's the outcome? Well, let me give you the outcome. You have a surge at the border that is absolutely taxing American cities, and you don't care. You can't respond to it. After everything you've done to keep people back, they're still coming. Something's wrong with your messaging. State Department, Jen Psaki, Joe Demento.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.